democracy is his main hallmark, as the partnership between Habibul Bashir and Ashraful has crossed the 50-run mark, as Zahir Khan bowling to Mohammad Ashraful, who leaves it alone, no addition to the score of 105 for 3. Bangladesh being let off by Indians at the start of play today. One thought that the spinners would continue, but I think Kumble would have bowled the first over because he had an unfinished over yesterday, and then the fast bowlers came on. Is it fair?
Yeah, you're right. For some strange reason, Sourav Ganguly opted to bowl both the left-arm seamers from Baroda, and as the partnership has developed to 50 or something like 52 deliveries, he certainly will be ruining his particular decision of his. Anyway, having said that, he's got enough runs in the bank to afford these sort of luxuries and these sort of what he called tactics. Anyway, 105-3, and having said that, both Anil Kumble and Harbhajan Singh can still come back and make it for India. Zahir Khan, after a lorry loads of short pitch bowling, sanity prevails eventually as he chooses to bowl outside the off-stump in the right sort of channels to bring about a defensive shot from the Bangladeshi player in the form of Mohammad Ashraful. 105-3, Sachin Tendulkar having a quiet nibble in the ears of Zahir Khan, passing probably words of wisdom to Zahir Khan, who in his pursuit to get to that 100 wicket mark is a touch over anxious, a touch over enthusiastic. He's thinking of bowling to the no balls as well, so he certainly has to gather his thoughts about, gather his wandering thoughts, and generally bowl in a collected and cool sort of manner for his countrymen. 105-3, here he is bowling around the wickets and chooses to bowl yet another short pitch delivery. And the ball is bisected long leg and square leg, strategically placed by Sourav Ganguly. A boundary results that would tell that the fielders were not quite exactly in the blue perfect position their captain wanted, or they probably were not ill positioned. But had it been a six, not quite complete. Just a one bounce four will make the captain and the fielder think that much more whether they were in the right sort of position to get the ball, clasped by their hands.
Absolutely. In fact, the fielders have to adjust at these positions because it's very difficult for the captain and the bowler to place them strategically, and that shot was well directed by Mohammad Ashraful. He played it, took the chance, but found the gap and a boundary, and Zahir Khan still continuing with his barrage of short pitch deliveries. This is not good bowling. I think in his just to get the 100th wicket, he's trying to intimidate the batsman and get him out caught on the hook shot.
Absolutely, Sanjay. You could see the display on Rahul Dravid's face at first clip is absolutely flabbergasted by the continuing tactics of both Irfan Pathan and Zahir Khan. I'm no great reader of body language anyway, but whatever little I've observed and played, I can tell you, Rahul Dravid certainly is not a happy chap staring at both the Indian seamers for bowling those barrage of short pitch deliveries. Having said that, Mohammad Ashraful never did harbour any thoughts of grounding that shot. He always wanted to get a six. Unfortunately for him, the ball fell between both the fielders. This time around, Mohammad Ashraful has teasingly toyed with the bowling as he's edged it over VVS Lakshman and Veerendra Sehwag and Slip Gordon in a airy-fairy sort of manner, fetching a four in the process. 103-3, all the same.
Yes, 12 runs coming in that over, and that's not good news for the Indians. I think Zahir Khan should try to bowl line length instead of pace. It's been meaningless right from the morning. The Indian seamers doing